One group keeping a close watch on Congress and the White House this week is the little-known Labor Party. It's been in business only 6 years, but its members see it as a vehicle to promote pro-labor candidates and focus the two main political parties on labor concerns. Delegates, among them many union members, held their second-ever convention over the weekend here in Washington. NPR's Andrea Seabrook got their reactions about legislation moving through Congress.
This band of union workers looks a little out of place at the Capitol Hilton Hotel. Men and women in T-shirts and jeans mill around the plush ballroom under crystal chandeliers. But Hilton Hotel workers are unionized, so Labor Party leaders chose this site for their second convention ever. Delegates sit in cushy chairs with pitchers of ice water, many feverishly taking notes as Leo Gerard, president of the United Steelworkers of America, ties together the recent scandals rocking corporate America with the Labor Party's pitch for universal health care and stronger worker pension protection.
There was more money lost by Wall Street deception than it would take to fund health care. $7 trillion of workers' pension equity has gone up in smoke.
Later, a panel on workers' rights hashes out the proposed Homeland Security bill. Labor Party leaders support the idea of pulling together some 20 government agencies under one new department, but are angry that President Bush has asked for what he calls management flexibility in the new department. The president, says Bill Schlein of the American Federation of Government Employees, wants to strip the protections that apply to federal workers.
He has threatened to veto that legislation if, in fact, there is language in there that allows the workers of that agency to have union rights, to have whistleblower rights, to have civil service rights.
As the delegates listen to labor leaders, word sweeps through the ballroom that Congress is getting ready to vote on Fast Track, or trade promotion authority, for the president. By the lunch break, Labor Party organizers are handing out flyers at the ballroom door.
800 number, Fast Track, vote on it. They're voting on it today, so you got to do it at your lunch break. This is hot. This is hot.
Ray Stever is from New Jersey, a member of Paper Allied and Chemical Employees. He says Fast Track gives President Bush too much power to negotiate international trade agreements.
It lets the president override everything that's being done, set up by our government. He's the one that wheels and deals, does it for the corporations and not in the best interest of the workers and the people of this country.
In an empty conference room next door, about a dozen delegates are hunched over poster board with thick black permanent markers. They're making posters for a hurriedly planned protest of the Fast Track legislation.
Fair trade, not free trade.
Gail Bateson is a safety and job hazards trainer, and Joellen Schlademan is a member of the Union of Needle Trades, Industrial and Textile Employees. Both are angry about what they see as a wave of anti-labor decisions by lawmakers, but they also feel the timing of the Young Labor Party couldn't be better.
I think what it's doing is creating an atmosphere for those of us in the labor movement to get out there and organize like we haven't been able to do for a long time.
Particularly in light of all the corporate scandals that have been going on, I just think people are kind of waking up to all the kind of corporate greed that's out there.
For members of the Labor Party, the Homeland Security bill is not a separate news item from the recent corporate scandals or the fast-track trade legislation. From their point of view, U.S. policy these days is crafted for the corporate elite, with little interest in America's working class. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.